Good afternoon. It is time for the award-winning, world-famous show, The Bright Side with Alexis Robin. I'm Drew with you, filling in for Jen today. And I couldn't be more excited because I always feel like my life is a little brighter when it comes to this show, Alexis.
Oh, thanks, Drew.
How you been?
I've been excellent, thank you. I've been on the road, which is why we've had a lot of the best ofs. But
well, you haven't really been on the road. You've been in the air a lot. You've
been I've been in the air, all right?
Over the place.
I have been, but I'm happy to be back in beautiful Lake Tahoe. And today we are talking about JOMO, the joy of missing out.
JOMO.
So,
I like it.
So, have you heard of FOMO? Do you know this phenomenon?
No.
Oprah talked about it.
All these acronyms in Tahoe. Right? It doesn't have to do anything with the TRPA, does it?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
Definitely not.
Okay,
so FOMO was brought about a couple years ago, I guess, and it's all about the fear of missing out. And it's this idea that we're walking around connected. I have to giggle because Drew just put his phone away.
This is getting serious.
It's getting serious. But it's this fear of missing out when you're not connected, right? And so it's getting on your phone, seeing what everybody else is doing, and then the whole compare and despair factor of like, ooh, they have a cooler life than me. What am I doing wrong? And so there's this whole fear of missing out going on, and you know, and we're comparing ourselves online and we're checking our Facebook. I mean, how many of you wake up in the morning first thing and reach over, grab your phone, slide it on, and take a look at Facebook, emails, whatever came in overnight?
Sometimes in the middle of the night.
Oh, wow. I am not that bad.
You wake up, you're like, ah, let's see what's going on out there.
Yeah.
And it's funny you're talking about this today because it seems to have a little relevancy to a recent coaching experience, which I endured here just a few days ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, many of us fall victim to this where we're looking at everybody else and we're saying like, man, like, how does my life measure up to them? And so... So anyhow, I was talking to my husband about this last night and just about the whole idea of FOMO. And he said, oh, is that like JOMO? I said, I don't know. What's JOMO? And he said, it's the joy of missing out. And I guess at his company, they were talking about vacations when you're in the mountains or on the resort where you're unplugged and away. And it's, you know, it's the joy of missing out. So being unplugged and disconnected and how to experience that as a joy versus the fear of missing out when you feel like you're, you know, you've missed an opportunity or something.
And that's a hard thing to realize because if you've ever traveled overseas and gone to these remote locations and you don't have cell service for a week, you
right.
kind of have this anxiety going back into the connected world. And then as soon as your phone goes on and it starts dinging and ringing and you're like, oh my gosh, who am I going to get an email from? Who's going to be complaining?
Right.
Who's wanting this? Who's wanting that? It can be highly anxious for a lot of people out there, especially people that are in the corporate world that get a lot of email and...
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother show, right? Is just this idea where the people are just connected 24 hours a day, right? Answering emails at 11 o'clock at night, sending emails at 4 in the morning. I mean, it's, you know, there comes a point where you have to get some distance from being connected every day or you don't ever get perspective, right? You're just like walking around with your device in your face all day long and you never have a chance to actually reflect on all the things that have come in on the device that day and what it means and why it's important and where you should be going next and all that. So, anyhow, today I wanted to talk about how to experience the joy of missing out in the digital age. And we did a little research this morning online to find out like whoever started this whole JOMO thing. And it sounds like it started with a blogger named Anil Dash. So I want to give kudos to him for turning around a negative fear-based thought to a positive one.
Follow Anil Dash at Anil Dash.
Yeah,
Twitter.
I don't know. Just Google him. A-N-I-L Dash.
It's a good name. Anil.
Yeah, great guy there. I mean, great, nice blog about this. You could just, if you put in JOMO Anil, I bet it comes up. So first kind of step here in terms of how to experience JOMO is to recognize that if you're doing everything, you're kind of doing nothing. Right? It's like the idea of if you're constantly going, you can only stay for half of the event and then you have to go to the next event and you never get to fully be at anything. You know, it goes to, I think like in excess, it goes to not being able to fully embrace or enjoy anything. And so, especially if you're somewhere, my great colleague, Gretchen Pisano, she has a quote where she says, be present or be absent, but don't be both. And I just think it's brilliant because you think about when you go to meetings or you're on a webinar or a phone call and then you're texting on your phone or you're emailing, you miss half the conversation. Or if you're watching TV and you're on your computer, I mean, it's like, why are you watching the show? if you're doing work on your computer, like you're not getting the show, you're doing, you know, kind of a crappy job on your work because you're distracted by the show. So her idea of being present or being absent is great. And it's like, if you're going to go to your kid's soccer game, like go to the soccer game and be present. Like don't be on your phone checking email and taking calls and that kind of a thing. And
that's a good point. What about the whole world of multitasking though?
Yeah, but
everybody wants to be a multitasker so they could talk on their phone, read their iPod, be typing a paper on their computer and watching TV all at the same time.
Yeah. So there is some research that shows that some of the younger generation, they actually study better with a little bit more input, you know, so whereas in my generation, we, you know, it was like total silence to study was preferred. And now they're saying, you know, some kids actually do better listening to music or they can focus more. But there's also this whole myth of multitasking. Your brain can only focus on one thing at a time. So if you are, you know, if you're kidding yourself into thinking that you can be fully present for a webinar while you're, you know, answering email on your phone, like you're not fully present for either. And so the multitasking thing, like, sure, is it nice to be able to have your cell phone at home and leave work a little early to pick up your kids from school and then just check into emails and stuff? Sure. But trying to do them all at the same time, like help your kids with homework while answering emails for work, I mean, your kids are going to feel slighted. Your colleagues are going to get a not great product in your email. And so it's like, okay, just take a 10-minute break from homework and then go answer your email and then come back and fully engage. So multitasking is a myth. Ask any scientist or psychologist. Anybody in brain science will tell you it's a myth.
I'm glad to clarify that.
Yeah. So you're not a star if you're a multitasker. You're actually just doing a mediocre job at two things at once. So
mediocre. Nobody wants to be mediocre.
There you go. Don't be mediocre. Limping along under the guise of progress.
But you see it a lot.
Yeah, you do see it a lot.
You see it when you're driving. You see it when you're eating dinner.
Yeah.
You shouldn't see it when you're driving, but you see it when you're driving.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, some lady was driving and one of those, you know, good for the earth cars. And she was all over the road. And I was like, what is wrong with this woman? I go over and she's like digging into her purse, like completely not looking at the road. I was like, oh my gosh, focus on what you're doing. So be present or be absent, but don't be both.
I remember my mom was swinging at me in the back seat of the car back in the day. She didn't have cell phones back then, but
she could reach you.
When she was swerving in front of the people, like, what were you doing? She's like, I was beating my kid in the back.
That's great. The only kind of acceptable multitasking. Telling your kids, like, stop doing that. All right. Oh, yeah. So next thing you can do to experience the joy of missing out is to block intentional time. So there are times where I will just be unplugged. I'll say, okay, you know, it's Sunday. I'm going to leave my phone in my room. I'm going to go out. I'm going to have breakfast with the kids. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to go for a walk. And I'm just not going to bring my phone. And I intentionally leave it behind. And that, and so that gives me the opportunity to not be in two places at once, right? So you can just intentionally block the time. Now, here's the real trick is when you say, okay, Sunday morning is going to be my time where I'm just going to like detach, digital detox, break free. And then somebody's like, hey, did you see that thing on YouTube? And you're like, oh, you know, get a little twitchy. So point is that block your intentional time and stick with it. Then next thing you can do to experience JOMO is to listen to your body. So JOMO is not just about having, you know, being detached from your digital device. I think it's also, I would make the argument, it's also about saying no to obligations. So where people, you know, you get invited to a dinner party and it's like every cell in your body says, I don't want to go. I want to stay home. It's cold out. I'm tired. I've been up since 5 a.m. I was out late last night. Like I just want to stay home. And then you think like, well, I should go. And so then you drag yourself there, but then you resent your friends the whole time for having the party in the first place because you don't want to be there. So you need to be able to say no. So like when you think about all the stuff on your plate, I mean, sometimes you get asked to do tons of stuff in the community and sometimes you just got to say no to some of it, right?
Hard thing to learn.
It is a hard thing to learn.
But it's necessary. For your own mental state.
Totally. And it ensures that for the stuff you really want to show up for and do an amazing job at, that you're refreshed and ready.
Right.
Otherwise, you're just walking around deluded all the time.
Yeah, it's very true. And if, in case you're wondering, you're listening to Alexis Robin here on The Bright Side on K-Tahoe Radio, 96.1 AM 590. We're talking JOMO.
We're talking JOMO.
In case you don't know what JOMO is, before you Google it while you're driving. Alexis, Jomo is.
It's the joy of missing out.
There you go. The joy of missing out. Because we've all been there.
Yeah.
Kids these days, you know, they send a text. It's a boy they like. And they'll sit there and they'll just look at that phone for hours.
Wait for it.
He's going to text me back. Or she's going to text me back, which I was doing last night.
Yeah.
She's going to text me back. So.
And did she?
Not yet.
Oh, well, text him back.
Maybe
whoever
the restraining order has a little something to do with what I got this morning. I don't know.
All right. So you've got a couple tips here. You got recognizing that if you're doing everything, then you can't really do anything well. Be present or be absent, but don't be both, from my friend Gretchen Pisano. Block intentional time to experience the joy of missing out. Listen to your body. So if every cell is telling you to stay home, to not take on one more thing, to, you know, say no to a lunch date, to sleep in a little longer, then listen. It's sending you a message for a reason. And then unplug. You know, try not checking your Facebook page first thing in the morning. So I read an article recently about digital detox, and they were saying when you wake up in the morning, try to have coffee first before you check anything on your phone. And so I've been trying to do it. And like some days I'm really good at it, and other days it's like a habit, right? And actually last September I was at the Harvard Coaches Conference in Boston. And there was a gal who was Pamela Peek, who was talking about addictive behaviors. Mm. And she said that actually when we swipe our iPhone, to turn it on, or our Android, or whatever your phone of choice is, that it actually releases dopamine into our brain, just like drugs and sugar do.
Really?
And so, yeah, we get so excited about seeing what's happened since we've been away from it, that we're checking it. And I read another thing yesterday that was saying that people check their phones like every 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
On average, every 7 minutes. I mean, that's crazy. You think about having to transition your brain from what you're doing to your phone. It takes about 30 seconds to a minute to get back focused on what you're doing. I mean, think about how much time is wasted all day long doing that. So you definitely want to unplug when you can. And then the final one is, which I think is probably the most important, if you heard nothing at all until now, you know, if you were multitasking, listen up, write this one down, but just trust that you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Exactly when you're supposed to be there, right? Because how many times have you strategically tried to like run into somebody or like get the right meeting or do something, and by strategically planning to make that happen, it actually worked against you?
Often,
right? It's like that girl's in the next room who you want to meet. Yep. And so then you make your way into the next room and you pass her in the hallway as she's coming exactly where you were.
And we all do it in our minds. We strategically put things together and formulate different variations, whether you're trying to meet up with a girl or meet up with that important boss or whatever.
Yep.
And you always have everything planned out, and then it ends up just being the biggest train wreck.
Yeah. And then it's like when you're not planning for anything, for example, when I was at that same coaches conference, I was, I decided to skip the coffee break and not go network with people and just go up to my room and call my husband and the kids and just check in. And so I'm standing in the elevator landing and I meet this speaker who was in a breakout that I didn't get to go to, who I really wanted to connect with, like just randomly standing in the elevator landing. And I'm like, see, there you go. You don't go to the networking thing and you meet exactly who you're supposed to meet on your way to doing the thing that feels good for you.
And that could be a whole nother show.
Totally. So trust that you're exactly where you're supposed to be and enjoy JOMO, the joy of missing out. If you have ideas on how to experience the joy of missing out, put them on our Facebook page at Nourish Life and Business Coaching or at KTHO Radio.
Alexis, this has been such a great day.
Awesome.
Already better. My JOMO's good.
Your JOMO's good.
I'm not going to sleep
JOMO's
with my cell
with
phone
your mojo.
Anymore. Yeah. My mojo's back with my JOMO, but I decided to take a break from sleeping with my cell phone.
That's good. Yeah, try someone else. Just kidding.
And there is the bit of the day. Alexis, thank you so much for coming in. Again, it's The Bright Side with Alexis Robin. Follow her at our website
at peelingcoachingcenter.com or nourishlifecoaching.com.
And don't forget to follow her on Facebook and sign up for the new app, which is absolutely amazing.
Nourish Life Coach. It is fun.
And ask for push notifications. It's Drew with you. Fill it in for Jen today. Have a bright full day.